just like, hey, check this out, man. Man, how about them folks? Uh-huh. Man, how about my baby mama went down there to the folks, right?
Uh-huh.
Listen, she only went down there, you know what I'm saying, for my alibi, letting folks know I've been home on January 21st, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So them folks end up telling her, talking about, well, you know, somebody in the holding cell told us that you was covering up for Kevin. And guess who I told that to?
Who?
The only person I told that my baby mama was doing my alibi was Gene.
Oh, yeah. What?
For real, self boy, listen. When me and James went to record the court, I told James that my big mama gonna do my alibi for me on let the fool know I've been at my house on January 21st. Man, the next day, them fools call my big mama to her to come up to the detective's office on Haberson.
Yeah,
and them fools to my big mama. We know that Kevin been in the holding cell we heard that Kevin been in the holding cell saying that you his alibi, you covering up for him. I've been like fumbling and shit, like, what the fuck? I ain't talking about shit. How the hell I'm fucking that shit the next day?
Yeah, boy.
And
that shit get real ugly. Somebody talking too long. I ain't saying, because I ain't in the mix. I don't know nothing about it, really. All I know is what I heard, but somebody.
That is Kevin Smith calling OG Bloods gang member Yusuf Sanders to talk about covering up the 2013 murder of Rebecca Foley. As Inside the Bar moves into the new year, we will look at how the local East Coast gangster Bloods targeted James Pastures and how these killers were brought to justice. Stay tuned.